Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 306. Attorney Brad Young joins us. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Dave.
So I gave you a compliment on the air a while ago. I'll give it to your face. I'm a big believer in giving credit where credit is due. I think you have become probably the most consistently good contributor to the DGS.
Oh, my goodness. You mean even more than Michael Lynch?
Oh, gosh. Now you're talking about the OGs.
Well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate that.
Did you know that Michael passed away a couple years ago?
I did not know that.
Very sad.
Well, but we could still visit his ghost.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure he's haunting me like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So Brad joins us, and we'll talk about different legal cases, and then he'll take off his lawyer hat and put on his pundit hat and talk about politics. We have quite a bit of both to get to. So let's start out with the federal judge blocks Texas law requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public school classrooms.
Yeah, this happened this morning, and this comes as a shock to nobody, Dave. Texas passed a law that required the Ten Commandments to be posted in schools. It was to be privately funded in order to try to avoid government entanglement. But the court struck it down, said it violates both the Free Exercise Clause and the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. Here's why this is interesting. The Supreme Court's already decided this case all the way back in November of 1980. Exact same fact pattern, except it came out of Texas. Everything is identical between these two situations. But here's the difference. The makeup of the court is not identical. And back in 1980, it was a 5-4 close decision. And so I think this is an attempt to run something back up to the Supreme Court to see if a different cast of justices might decide this case differently than it did back in 1980.
So I'm sure you agree with this, and I don't know what the fix is, and I understand the reality of Supreme Court justices will always have their own personalities, they'll always have their own political bent, but I don't think the Supreme Court should be like Congress that changes every few years. It should be more reliable than that.
Oh, and absolutely. And if you look at the framers of the Constitution, that's why the Supreme Court justices were appointed for life. Because even if you read the documents, like the all the papers that were written in conjunction with the drafting of the Constitution, the idea was that the Supreme Court should be more of a bedrock, that it would be not changeable. Congress was meant to be, at least the House of Representatives, was meant to be at the whim of the public because they have elections every 2 years. And the Senate was supposed to be more stable, but the Supreme Court was supposed to be the pillar of stability. Mm-hmm. And now I'm getting the feeling that that concept isn't as well followed today as it was back in the 1700s.
So let's stick with Texas. I'm watching CNN right now, and the Texas House is debating the GOP redistricting plan. I'm curious about your thoughts on it, just on the ground, just practically, but then also existentially. It's sort of like if you're an offensive lineman and the defensive lineman you're against is cheating. He's grabbing your face mask. He's biting you in the scrums. And you have a choice. You can either continue to play by the rules or you can start cheating yourself. And that seems kind of like what's going on now with California and Illinois. Just what are your thoughts on all this?
Well, let's talk about the legal part and then let's look at the political part. Legally, it's all going to come down in Texas to one issue and one issue alone. And that is, were the districts divided in such a way to break up racial minority voting blocks? And if the evidence shows that they were, even though Texas may claim that, well, this is all political, not racial, but if the reality is it's racial districts that are being busted up, if that's the case, even the Supreme Court today, given its current makeup, will strike that down. So that's the reality of what's happening in Texas. Now, greater issue here, it seems to me rather disingenuous for both Illinois and California to say, shame on you, Texas. This gerrymandering is terrible. And in response, we're going to gerrymander even more, even though we're two of the most gerrymandered states in the country. It seems very disingenuous. If someone does something wrong, at least in the realm of politics or law, it's not fixed by doing more wrong things. It's fixed by stop doing the bad things, to put it in very simple terms. And I think that's what the difficulty that California and Illinois has, because they're essentially saying, Texas, you're terrible, so we're going to be more terrible. And I don't know that that's the solution.
Well, but the other solution is you just keep getting your butt kicked and you'll never have the position you have now.
Well, no, I don't agree with that, Wheels.
I mean, if you're losing seats, right, then you're not going to get back to a position where you can correct this. And by the way, I hate it all. This should all be done by pure mathematics and nothing else.
Sure.
But that the tactical question would be, because, you know, you're hearing it from Texas. Texas is saying, well, we're doing this because California did it or because Illinois did it. And you get this never-ending back and forth. But if you're the only one that takes the high road, you lose in politics.
Well, there is some truth to that, of course. But at some point, when you're in California and Illinois, it becomes extremely difficult to argue gerrymandering is bad, so I'm going to do more of it. And most voters are smart enough to figure out that that doesn't sound right. To say we're going to do more bad things to compensate for your bad things. I don't know that that's the solution, and I don't know that that rings true to voters. We'll have to see. This has never been, gerrymandering hasn't been a political issue like it is today in the past. So this is kind of a new issue for folks to wrestle with at the ballot box. We'll have to see how it turns out.
So this next one, Wheels, I want to stick with you here because it was on your Google Doc, is both legal and practical, and I guess that would be three things, and political. But can you frame the issue about the Smithsonian for us?
Well, I mean, so we have the Smithsonian is being criticized, and this was, I think, on a Truth Social post by the president for being, I guess, harping on or spending too
making
much
slavery seem too bad.
Yeah, spending too much time or and too much of the resources on that. Now, I mean, the Smithsonian's huge. You know, I would bet that part of the Smithsonian maybe makes up
5%.
I wouldn't even think that.
Well, it's the
history museum, right?
Of African American.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yes,
and it's like, museums are supposed to tell what happened, right? And the idea of focusing on the negative, regardless of what it is to remind people not to repeat it. That's why the Holocaust museums exist, right?
Absolutely.
They are not harping on the negative. They are showing this terrible thing so we don't ever go back to that. And it's an interesting thing because my joke, Brad, was I don't think the president understands what museums are. They're not... they're not pep rallies for the country. They are literally just telling what happened throughout the history of the country.
Well, you know, I read yesterday that Trump had ordered attorneys in the Justice Department to conduct a review of the Smithsonian Museums because of their portrayal of U.S. history as too negative and focused on how bad slavery was. But to me, this falls into the political category. I mean, let me explain it this way. Who among us would take the argument that slavery was good?
Nobody.
All right. There's not many people are going to take that political argument. All right. So we can agree that the vast majority of people agree that slavery was bad. And so having said that, to me, this is one of those Trump maneuvers designed to suck the air out of the room so that Epstein isn't being discussed, so that Ukraine is not being discussed.
That's a good point.
So that tariffs are not being discussed. So that inflation is not being discussed, because he's a master at saying there are 24 hours in a day. And if I can fill enough of that with stuff that has no meaning or no purpose of any kind, then that leaves less time to discuss more relevant and important topics. And to me, that's what this is.
That's a great point.
Why do we fall for it so easily? Is it that we're not used to presidents behaving like that and we just don't have our sea legs?
Yeah, we're used to when presidents say stuff, we're used to, as a country, respond to that. Let's discuss it. Let's see how it's going to be implemented. But we've never had a president before quite like Trump in many ways. But in this instance, he has the artful and skillful ability to create issues that distract us from other issues. And a few years ago, I think it was during the Clinton administration, it was called That the Tail Wags the Dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And there was even a movie about that.
It's a good movie.
I think it involved Kosovo. But in this instance, though, he is the best at that. And so we need to understand that when these red herring issues get thrown out there, it's okay to talk about it, but understand that it's as the Bible would say, it's wood, hay, and stubble. Okay. It's not of any great importance what he says. And so we should kind of ignore it and focus on more relevant and important issues.
Brad, you're living up to your reputation. You led me right into the next one. Donald Trump says that he's not looking so good to go to heaven. And so he's hoping that the Ukraine-Russia deal will get him there. What are the odds of him getting a deal? What do you think? How's it looking?
Odds of him getting a deal, what, to get to heaven? I got no idea on that one. Don't listen.
We got to call Fred Bonnemer. He's our religion guy.
Yeah, that's a Fred question. That's not a me question. Although I would tell him to read the book of Galatians. It has nothing to do whatsoever with making a deal in Kosovo. But here's the deal with Ukraine. We have to keep in mind here that conflicts are not resolved. Usually, conflicts are not resolved unless someone wins and someone loses. That's the reality. That's why we still have North and South Korea, because nobody lost, nobody won. We still have right now this ongoing Cold War with China. Nobody's lost, nobody's won. Same with Taiwan. So as long as we're in this situation, can a peace deal be crafted? Well, they're talking about making it like Israel, where Russia would be kind of overseeing this area of land, even though it would still be owned by Ukraine. I guess I would put the odds of a deal happening at 30%, 70% not, because Russia does not have any incentive right now to do anything but keep blowing up Ukraine.
Okay, that's really smart. That's Attorney Brad Young. We appreciate it, pal. Thank you.
My pleasure, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS 322. So, Rage, things have changed at the TSA.
Yes, let me get this pulled up for you, Dave. Couple of things you can't bring in your bags that I thought I would let you guys know about. I don't think any of us are any like real and present danger of doing this anytime soon, but it's worth a shout. So you can't bring cordless hair tools, so like a cordless curling iron or a cordless straightener. This includes flat irons containing gas cartridges. I guess that's how they work when they're cordless. Or butane-fueled curling irons.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
Well, now curling irons. I'm like, what? Why would those be bad?
Yeah, I didn't know those could explode. That's good to know.
You also can't bring the spare cartridges for these items because those are gas refills. If TSA finds these items in your checked bags, your luggage will be taken away.
Like your luggage?
Yes. Like they're going to take the whole bag and be like, sorry, this is coming with us.
Wow, I would think this would happen on a daily.
Hair tools with cords are fine for checked or carry-on bags, so we don't have to worry about that. I think most people are using that.
Okay.
Because I was even thinking, like, man, if I went on a trip, even if I had a cordless straightener or something, I don't know if I would bring that because then you're bringing two things. You're bringing the charger and the tool and whatever. But there are some weird things that it turns out you can bring through TSA security checkpoints, including live lobsters. They are allowed through airport security, but TSA says that your lobster must be transported in a clear plastic spill-proof container. and your lobster will be visually inspected at the checkpoint. So just make sure you have a conversation with him and make sure he's cool.
So when I just flew to Florida and back, I went through this thing, quaching, quaching.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they seeing my stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're basically seeing
everything.
Everything about you.
Wow.
Yep, it's
no
real
wonder
fun.
They did a pat down on me.
I know. They were like, hey, get this guy over here.
And we don't believe this.
There's something in there.
A random thing you can bring through are Christmas lights. I don't know why you wouldn't be able to bring through Christmas lights, but this article wants you to know Christmas lights are just okay to bring through TSA. Cowboy spurs are also allowed, but they have to be off your boots and placed in a carry-on and checked bag, so no spurs on your boots.
So if they're on your boots, they're dangerous, but if they're throwable, that's fine.
Correct. Makes no sense.
What if you have lobsters on your boots?
Oh, man.
Instead of spurs.
You have spurs on your lobsters.
Antlers are allowed on board as a carry-on or can go inside your checked bags, but you need to make sure that these antlers fit in the overhead bin or underneath
okay.
the seat.
Okay. That's crazy.
Yes, thank you.
I could kill a guy with antlers easy.
That's what they're for.
Yes.
They're literally for killing animals.
Yes.
Harry Potter wands and lightsabers are safe to fly.
Thank God.
So.
How else would I get anywhere?
Right.
And a magic eight ball is okay.
Why?
I think the thingy
the
there is, there, yeah, there's liquid, so
oh,
maybe
yeah.
you should
more
do
than
that.
3.4 ounces.
More than 3 ounces of liquid
is
in your magic
eight
ball.
Is that still a thing? 3.4 ounces?
It's still a thing, but they're working on it.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything since a couple weeks ago. I guess, is that Christy Gnome?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
The guy who was in charge of sending the confirmation email got gored by antlers, so he's
I know
not
they,
available.
Didn't they already, or are they still, like, did they just say they're going to do the thing where you don't have to take your shoes off?
Yeah, you don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah, they made that, that's like official, I think.
Thank God, that's
fact,
the worst one.
You know, like at the TSA and Lambert, you go back and forth and back and forth like Six Flags, mm-hmm. and I was behind this woman and her about 8-year-old son, and she was just drilling into him, you gotta take your shoes off and be ready, mm-hmm. and this and this. And I wanted to say like, no, you don't, but I didn't want to be that guy.
Let them do it.
Oh yeah,
did
you,
let them
did
do
you
it.
Not have to do it when you
no,
just
I didn't have to do it.
Wow.
Nice.
That's the, always Whoa. Been the one that just
I did get patted down twice, though. That's not mm-hmm. a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. Take your belt off. Take your shoes off. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, this is becoming a thing.
Drop those pants, buddy.
And they looked through my wallet both times.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have anything
No metal. Just credit cards and cash.
Just robbing you. Just taking the cash out.
Dave, didn't they say you had like bomb making material on your Birkenstocks one time?
No, yeah. On everything.
On all of your stuff, yeah.
It's when Phoebe and I were going to DC and I had a paper license. And so you had to do an extra check. And the guy was a fan of the show. And he's like, I've always wondered if I'd get to check you. Ha ha ha. Then he's like, got some bomb making material on your Birkenstocks. Then he's like, we got it on your backpack as well. And I'm like, do anything you need to do. I promise I didn't make a bomb. And after about 20 minutes, they let me go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back, guys, DGS on KMOX. Happy National Radio Day. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. Yay. Happy Radio Day.
Dave,
National Radio.
How long have you been doing radio?
I did TV for 42 years, and I think I'm pushing the 50th year next year.
Wow.
For radio.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
That's amazing, isn't it?
I didn't realize you'd done radio longer than TV. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of got going. Well, plus I've been retired from TV for 6 years. So
yeah, that's true.
Almost seven.
Did you do any radio when you were on Good Morning America?
Yes, I did the ABC Radio Network, and I also did a station in St. Louis during that whole time.
Very nice.
oh, let me think of what it was. What was the easy listening station back then? Worth. Worth, yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that brings back memories.
Worked for a great guy, though. And he said, no, you're going to New York? Don't care. Keep doing the weather for us.
Any show you've been on longer than this one, Dave?
Radio-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, not even close.
Cool.
Not even close.
That's cool.
We win. I was like, that better be the answer.
He's like, the Mark Reardon show, and it's been a delight.
So I was telling the guys, I walked out this morning about 6:30 in the morning to take my trash out, and it was physically jarring how pleasant it was.
Yes, and the humidity was still kind of up this morning. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, but when the temperature's down, it feels okay. We've just got some amazing weather. Can I tell a quick TSA story for you?
Please.
First of all the folks at St. Louis are fantastic. But when they see me coming, it's like, all right. And you're thinking, well, I'm going to breeze through this. No, they want to talk. They want to check everything, but they want to talk. Same kind of thing. I have this, what's called a Fitzroy barometer. It's a very old antique barometer. It's got all kinds of liquids in it and stuff. Did not bring that through. But in order to put it on a wall, you don't want the thing to fall. It's about 4 feet tall.
Okay.
It's kind of narrow, but about four. And I had a nail in my carry-on. And the nail was about 8 inches, maybe 7 inches long. I forgot it was in there. And so they said, hey, is this your bag? Yes. Okay, we got to take a look at this thing. And they just tore through this thing. They couldn't find anything in it. And then finally, deep down in a pocket, they pulled this nail out. The guy goes, what is this? And why are you carrying this? They went, oh, it's for the barometer. I forgot all about it.
Did they let you keep it?
It's not anymore. Oh, no. I said, we are going to keep that. Man, you could do some damage with that thing.
I've told this story before, but I have to tell it again. When Phoebe and I were coming back from D.C., and I only say African-American because it kind of sets the stage. An African-American gentleman, very well-dressed, was in front of us, and he had a keepsake pocket knife. And they took it from him. And while he was still standing there, sort of mumbling and grumbling and putting his stuff back in his bag, Phoebe was caught with a pair of scissors. And I'm not talking about the kind from kindergarten. I mean a full pair of scissors. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And the guy's like, it's okay. It's okay. You can keep these. And the guy with the pocket knife looks at me and I look at him. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm like, this is crazy. But, yeah, evidently you can have scissors up to, like, 4-5 inches.
Yeah, 4 inches. I'm looking at the TSA.
Crazy. Right now.
I think anything over five, you can actually get to the heart.
Okay, like... The scissors and the antlers, like, it's...
Are we really thinking this through?
I feel like we're losing the plot on some of this. Like, these things are just as dangerous as any pocket knife
whatever. If I'm on a flight and someone pulls out a gun, I'm very frightened.
Mm-hmm.
But not as frightened if someone pulls out a pair of antlers.
That's horror movie stuff.
I don't want to be antlered.
Oh. Yes.
You could take out half a plane with those.
Oh, now Kevin's going to talk about how you can easily disarm somebody of antlers if you go for the wrist and then the whatever.
A lot easier than if they have a gun.
There we go.
They have a gun?
I'm not actually certain that's true.
No, it's true. Good God.
That is the most exasperated I've ever seen, Kevin.
There are countless tutorials on the internet of how to disarm people in self-defense situations of guns.
Not about antlers.
Not about antlers.
Not about barometer nails.
Here's what you
Not
do.
About barometer nails or skizzers.
You knock the thing out of their hand, and then you punch them in the face.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot we were on the show with Superman.
I mean, I can't believe we're...
I forgot Ginger John Wick is here to easily save everyone on this plane.
You know what you do? Stay away from the pointy side.
Mark Wahlberg. Oh, it would have gone down differently if I had been there.
Stay away from the pointy side. Are you, good God, man. I'm going to come threaten you with a branch from a tree next.
Just a little.
Well, if it's a real bad switch. I mean, a guy stood up on a plane with a switch and said, I'm taking over this plane. I'm like, yes, Captain. Yeah,
Dave's yeah.
Like,
yes, sir. It's all yours, buddy.
I don't want none of that.
Just eyes down. I don't see nothing.
Don't switch me. Man, I wish he had a gun.
I know how to get one of those out of his hand.
Oh, my God.
I can't do nothing about a switch.
If you have a flight coming up and this antler conversation is confusing you as to what you can bring on the plane, go to TSA.gov. They have like an index of what you can bring on the plane. You can even search specific items like anything.
Big rack of antlers.
Yeah, you can also download an app on your phone.
Yeah, as long as it fits in the overhead.
It's got to fit in the overhead, otherwise it can't come.
Yeah, you can't hold it on your lap the whole time.
No, that'd be creepy.
That'd be crazy.
Mm. So anyway, how great is it going to get for the weekend?
We've had one cool front come through, and it's just kind of busting the summer heat back, getting us a touch below average, but we're 85 tomorrow, really comfortable day, beautiful day, 67 on Thursday night. Friday and Saturday, we warm up a little bit. We're ahead of this stronger cold front, 89 on Friday and again on Saturday. Still easy to take. The humidity is not going to come surging back on us. It's a dry front coming through Saturday evening. Sunday is sunny and a high of 83. We fall back into the 50s, upper 50s on Sunday night, and we stay in the 70s for high temperatures on Monday, probably on Tuesday. That'll be the coolest weather we've had since last May. Fall forecast tomorrow.
Sweet.
Right at this time.
Sweet.
September, October, November.
Dave, I hesitate to ask this, but I'm compelled to. Do we see any more horrible heat? Do we see it out there yet? Or is it just, we know it's going to happen?
What is it? It's the 20th of August. We still have, at least 2 or 3 weeks to go before we get out of that. But look at it this way, is that we take out almost all of next week.
That helps. That's right.
And as we get into the fall season, now, September can be hot, but we get into the fall season, it's hard for us to get above like 95 degrees. It's just hard because the daylight is losing so quickly.
Mm. Dave, how about moisture? My yard is just done, and I haven't been watering it.
How about it, big boy?
Yeah, how about it? Like, are we going to be getting some rain here anytime?
Well, that we've kind of established, there's been a lot of rain around, but it's all been in the form of these thunderstorms. Some folks are saying, no, stop it with the rain. I've got, I've had like 5 inches of rain in the last week. Other folks have not had a drop. It just depends on what you have. If you have zoysia grass is loving this stuff. If you have cool season, which I think we've established
we do. Yes.
It's got to cool back. This cool spell coming up is going to help that grass, and I would probably give it some water just to say, okay, we're getting ready to go into fall.
Fair enough.
But you don't want to rush it. You don't want to rush the root system to say, oh, I'm ready to go, and then we get another little heat wave.
Yeah. Headlines, Rach?
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Let's give a quick shout out to Jamie, though. She says, I'm listening to the podcast. My 20-year-old son listens to the DGS every day to and from school. He listens now from Kansas.
Sweet.
Hashtag All we right. get it. I think I met Jamie at a Operation Food Search remote at Hardee's.
Very cool.
Thanks for listening to the show, Jamie. All right, headlines. Let's see here. Oh, another thing I wanted to let you guys know. KMOX is partnering with the American Red Cross to do a blood drive tomorrow from 2 to 7 p.m. at multiple locations in the St. Louis metro area. The O'Fallon Family YMCA, the American Legion Post 365 in Collinsville, Merrimack Arnold Elks in Imperial, The Point at Baldwin Commons, and the downtown Belleville YMCA, and a couple more locations. I'm not going to keep listing them off. Go to KMOX.com to
Wonderful
hear more
to
information.
Do.
Absolutely. Okay, Delta and United are being sued over windowless window seats. That seems pretty important that your window seat has a window. The class action suit seeks millions of dollars for damages for over 1 million passengers who say they paid extra for window seats and didn't get a window.
Wait, you got to pay extra for window seats?
In some cases, yeah.
Ah, never knew that.
Didn't either.
Yes, and the airlines do not disclose the fact that there is no window at your window seat during the booking process. It just comes down to the placement of the components in the plane. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. Passengers argue that they would not have selected or paid extra for windowless seats if they had known.
You know what? If I pay for a window seat and I get there and there's no window, you know what that is?
It's a headrest.
It's an antlering.
Watch out.
Don't make me get my antler.
That was the final straw. Let's see. Let's skip ahead here. McDonald's is going to slash combo meal prices by 15%. This is in response to customer feedback about how high their menu prices have gotten. The chain also says they will offer financial support to franchisees who agree to lower prices. The changes are set to take effect next month. They also plan to introduce new combo deals, including a $5 breakfast option and an $8 Big Mac and McNugget special.
So what's I only order on the app, so I don't know what like the combos typically are, because I just get the whatever my special offer of the day is. Mm-hmm. What's the regular combo now? Like if you just get like a Big Mac combo, like is that $10? Is it $9? Is it
ten's fair?
Yeah, like between $9 and $11, okay. I would say. Okay. I mean, it's not what we're used to.
Like on DoorDash, it's like $13.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten pricey. I'm glad they're addressing it. On some level, but I think they're only doing that because the consumers have spoken.
They did this like 2 years ago.
Yeah, they're going to keep doing it. When things are good, they rack.
Remember when they got caught with the $19 Big Mac meal somewhere, and then they backed it down. Now they're back up.
Was it them or who? One of the chains. I don't know if it was them that was during COVID. Was like, yeah, we can pretty much jack up prices now because everybody's got the excuse. Mm. Somebody said that on like a conference call,
right?
And I forget. It may not have been them. It might have been somebody else.
Not to turn this into fast food news, but Pizza Hut is hoping a new $5 pizza will turn its fortunes around. It's called the Crafted Flats, and it's a single-serving pizza with a thinner and crispier version of the personal pan pizza.
Yeah, I'm listening.
It's aimed at the lunch crowd. This move comes as Pizza Hut faces declining sales in the United States. Domino's, Papa John's are seeing positive results from new menu items and a focus on value. So Pizza Hut is hoping this $5 flats pizza will improve its value perception among consumers.
Speaking of dropping profits, do you see what's going on with Target?
Yeah.
The CEO's stepping down because they've been down the last 3 years. They can't find their ass with both hands.
I wish them well. I mean, this is crazy that this, if you would have told me 5 years ago, like, Target is going to be
on top of the world.
On top of the world. And now it's like, well, where are they going to be in 5-10 years? Yeah. I don't know.
I just read about that today, Dave. So part of it was apparently them agreeing to some of the anti-woke stuff actually hurt them.
Oh, well, people have because been boycotting.
They were, right, because they were they had a fan base of people on the left.
Community.
Yeah. So they made people mad there, but also they get a lot of stuff internationally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they're going to have to charge more for that now. So they're probably not in a great place.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Enjoy the weather.
All right. Remember, tomorrow is the fall forecast. Tell you. Oh, a short little segment here. You know how we had the Cambridge Dictionary added Skibbity, Delulu, and Tradwife?
Uh-huh.
Skibbity.
We have some more.
All right.
Chrono working. Adapting your work schedule to when you feel the most awake and energetic.
Okay.
Smartphone face. When an actor's face looks too modern for them to be believable in a drama set in the past. That's interesting.
I've heard of that before, and it makes sense with some actors.
Mm-hmm.
That's two words.
Manterrupting. Interrupting a woman when she's speaking, usually because the man thinks he has something more important to say.
Never experienced.
Really?
That.
You haven't
that's
seen
so
that
weird.
Before? You haven't experienced that?
That's so strange.
Yeah,
that
that's a new one to me.
I don't do that all the time, maybe.
Shelaborating. Explaining something in a much more detailed way than is necessary.
I do that too.
This is kind of the Wheeler
Damn
list.
Damn it. I made the dictionary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.